This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Japanese tennis star Naomi Osaka lit the Olympic cauldron as the Tokyo Games opened Friday after a year's pandemic delay and still lingering coronavirus threats. Osaka lifted the torch to the gleaming cauldron, which had unfurled at the top of a ramp representing Japan's Mount Fuji, in the highlight of a ceremony that was stripped back over virus fears. Japan's emperor officially opened the games in an almost empty Olympic stadium after COVID-19 forced organizers to ban spectators at all but a handful of venues. Osaka was handed the torch by a group of children from the region around Fukushima, which was devastated by a tsunami and nuclear disaster in 2011. It was an uplifting moment in a low-key ceremony that unfolded in front of fewer than 1,000 VIPs and several thousand athletes. In another high point, nearly 2,000 synchronized drones formed a revolving globe over the stadium to a cover version of John Lennon's Imagine. A reduced parade of nations with about 5,700 athletes filed into the stadium, far lower than the usual numbers, not all of them socially distanced, but mostly wearing masks. The 16-day games with 339 gold medals across 33 sports have a surreal air after the pandemic compelled organizers to make this the first games with virtually no spectators. Fears the global gathering of 11,000 athletes could become a super spreader event have made the games deeply unpopular in Japan, where polls have shown opposition for months. But hundreds of people gathered outside the stadium cheered and applauded as fireworks exploded overhead. Tokyo is also battling a surge in virus cases and is under emergency measures, though they fall short of a strict lockdown. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.